This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. District Council 33, Philadelphia's largest blue-collar workers' union, is expected to release the results of the contract ratification vote sometime today. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from DC 33 headquarters in University City.
The 9,000 members of DC 33 had a full week to cast their ballot in person here at the union offices, so we'll see if the majority of the workers give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to this three-year agreement. Union President Greg Boulware, in a recent Q&A posted on DC 33's social media pages, explained what would happen if members rejected the deal.
That would be an indication that we would have to go back to the negotiating table with the city of Philadelphia. However, in my opinion, and from experts that we've talked to in regards to this, we go back to the table with less negotiating power.
So, yes, they could go back on strike, but Boulware essentially says it wouldn't pack the same punch as the initial strike. And he says even though they had a lot of community support when they were on the picket line for 8 days, the city was not fazed. So he says they got the best deal they could have gotten. 3% raises each year, a $1,500 signing bonus, and a fifth step added to the pay scale that would tack on an additional 2% for eligible workers. All that, plus no concessions. In University City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two men accused of a deadly home invasion in Lower Marion Township will go on trial today in Montgomery County on murder and related charges. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Prosecutors say a co-worker at a junk removal company told 41-year-old Charles Fulforth and 42-year-old Calvin Roberts about a home in Bucks County owned by an elderly couple with a significant number of guns. Roberts and Fulforth somehow confused the Bucks County address in a navigation app and instead of going to a house in Bucks County, ended up at a home in Meredith Road in Wynwood around 2 a.m. on December 8th. During the burglary, 25-year-old Andrew Gaudio was shot and killed. His mother was shot and seriously wounded. Roberts told detectives he didn't have a gun, but prosecutors say evidence shows two guns were fired in the house and there was specific intent to kill, as Gaudio was shot in the back of the head while he was already on the floor. The co-worker who told the two about the homes also charged. His trial scheduled for later this year. This trial is expected to last through Thursday. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia School District this week continues public sessions on the future of its school buildings. We get an update from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
There are four remaining sessions this week where the public can learn how the district is evaluating its 300 buildings to decide which schools should be fixed, consolidated, or closed. School Board Vice President Sarah Ashley Andrews.
It's not a listening session. It's actually an interactive moment for us to really sit and go through the four categories of how the schools are graded or rated.
Schools are rated on their physical condition, educational programs, their capacity, and what's called a neighborhood vulnerability index, including whether nearby schools were previously closed. Superintendent Tony Watlington has said the district is looking at eliminating middle schools to reduce the number of grade configurations. But Board President Reginald Streeter stresses no decisions have been made yet.
There is no secret plan in the drawer somewhere that's already cooked up.
The board is expected to receive recommendations this fall, and Streeter says there will be more opportunities for public input before the board votes at the end of this year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The colossal dinosaur skeleton is back on display at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University. Hattie, as she's known, has been undergoing a restoration for the last 5 years. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Hattie the Hattosaurus Foci is believed to be 80 million years old and was discovered in 1858 in Haddonfield, New Jersey. While only a portion of the fossilized dinosaur was found, a full cast of the skeleton was created by an artist in the late 1800s and then redone in 2008. It went off display in 2020 for restoration. It's now back at Dinosaur Hall.
This tray, a little bit of the skull and jaw.
The real bones are off exhibit, protected in special cabinets.
And these large leg bones.
Ned Gilmore is collections manager for vertebrate paleontology at the Academy.
This is the bones of Hadrosaurus foci, 50-some bones. So it's very important in museum collections to preserve type specimens and protect them. This is a climate-controlled room that we keep the specimens in.
Hattie will be celebrated at the Academy's Dino After Dark program on Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. You pay what you wish, but there is a suggested $10 donation. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.